Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that left at least 15 Palestinians dead, injured about 1,400 others, including those who were injured by live fire, about 750 of them. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of the mass protest. In Sierra Leone, balloting in county is underway for the presidential runoff election. Current President Ernest Bai Koroma stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party candidate, Samora Kamara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. There are conflicting reports now about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, largest remaining rebel stronghold. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded the city where tens of thousands of civilians live. This is VOA News.